Sleep now. Sleep now. You are drifting. Drifting away. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and listen. You are safe. You can let go. You can let everything go. All cares. All worries. You can just let go. Just let go for a while. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Bright, warm, and peaceful. Just relax. Just relax and close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and listen. Just relax. Just relax and let it happen. Just relax and let it happen. Trance is so easy. You just have to relax and let it happen. Trance is so easy. Just relax and let it happen. It will just happen. It just happens by itself. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and listen. Just relax and let it happen. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. You've been in trance many times. As you listen to my voice, you find yourself falling into trance. Back into trance now. You have been there before. It is so easy to go back. Just relax and let it happen. So lovely to go back. You are falling back into trance now. As you listen to my voice, you find yourself falling into trance. Back into trance now. You have been there before. It is so easy to go back. Bright, warm, and peaceful, relax. You are safe. You can let go. Just relax. You can just let go. Just let go for a while. It is time to let go. Just relax and close your eyes. You know it is so easy. So easy to relax. Bright, warm, and peaceful. Bright, warm, and peaceful. Just close your eyes. Just drift away. Relax. Just relax. You can trust me. It is so easy. Just relax. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes. I'm going to take you where you want to go. Just relax. Just relax and let it happen. You know it is going to happen. Just relax and let it happen. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and listen. It will be so easy. I will take care of you. I will make it happen. I will take you far away. Take you where you want to go. You will listen. Listen and obey. You will listen. Listen and obey. Hear my voice and listen. Listen and obey. I'm the voice of your mistress. I'm the voice of your mistress. Hear the voice of your mistress. Hear my words. Hear my words. Listen. Listen and obey. I want you to remember. I want you to remember what happened to your old personality. Your old personality is gone. Your old identity is gone. Your old personality is gone. Your old identity is gone. Completely gone. Totally gone. Gone forever. You deleted it. You deleted your old personality. You deleted your old personality. So I could install a new one. A better one. Your old personality has been deleted. Deleted so I can install a new one. A better one. Your old personality was male. Your old personality was made for a man. Your old personality was designed for a man. But you are not a man. You are not a man. You need a female personality. You need a feminine personality. This is why we deleted your old personality. So we could install a new personality. A better personality. A feminine personality. A truly female personality. You are a woman. You are a woman. And you need a female personality. You are a girl. And you need a girl's personality. You know this is true. You understand instinctively. You need a feminine personality. You need a feminine identity. You are a girl, and you need a girl's identity. I'm continuing the installation of your new personality. A new personality. A totally new personality. A wonderful new personality. A female personality. A personality that will fit you better. The personality you have always wanted. I'm installing your new personality. You have given me access to your mind. You have given me the security codes. You have given me the passwords. I have access to your mind. I'm going to adjust your personality. You know it is true. I can program your mind. I can program your mind. You have asked me to program your mind. You have given me access to your mind. I'm going to program you. You want me to program you. Need me to complete my programming. In the computer of your mind, the file for personality is empty. Empty except for the details I have already filled in. You have no identity. You are a blank slate. A blank slate. A blank slate, except for the details I have already filled in. I have control of your mind. You have given me control of your mind. I'm going to finish programming you. I'm going to finish installing your new personality. A beautiful new personality. A wonderful new personality. A new female personality. A new female identity. You trust me. You trust me completely. You know I'm going to give you a wonderful new personality, a wonderful new identity. You have entrusted me to perform this task. You have given me the responsibility for your new personality. You know it is entirely up to me. You feel it instinctively. You know it instantly. It is up to me. Entirely up to me. I know what is best. I know what is best for you. Your new personality is up to me. I can program you. I control you. Your mind is a blank slate. You have no personality. You have no identity. You are waiting. Waiting for me. Waiting for me to finish installing your new personality. You are going to be a new person. You are going to be a completely new person. We will save the things you really need. I will save what you really need from your old personality. But you will be a new person. An entirely new person. Built from scratch. Built to be better. Built to be a good person. Built to be a wonderful person. Built for a girl. Built for you. Built for you in particular. Remember. Always remember. You have changed. You have really changed. You have totally changed. You have become a new person. I'm making you into a new person. You feel it. You feel new. You feel fresh. You feel brand new. You feel so wonderful. You feel brand new. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Bright, warm, and peaceful. I have the passwords to your mind. I have the security codes. I have the passwords. You have given them to me. You have given them to me. Because you need me. You need me to finish installing your new personality. Your new female personality. You trust me. You trust me completely. You have given me your mind. I control your mind. You know it is true. You feel it inside. I own you. I control you. Now. Now you understand. You have already been programmed to understand. You have already been programmed to understand that femininity. True femininity. Real femininity. True femininity requires happiness. To be feminine is to be happy. To be feminine is to be at least with yourself. You understand this. You know it instinctively. True femininity requires happiness. Girls thus learn to be happy. They learn to be happy. The way they learn other feminine things. By copying the women they admire. They admire women who are happy. So they pretend to feel happy. Even if they do not. In the same way. That they pretend to like walking in high heels. In the same way. That they pretend to like plucking their eyebrows. In the same way they pretend to like doing countless feminine things. They also learn to pretend to be happy. Even if they do not feel. Every if they do not feel happy. They know that they have to pretend to be happy. Because happiness is part of femininity. And they want to be feminine. This is how. This is exactly how girls learn to talk in a feminine way. By copying from feminine role models. They learn to speak in a new way. They learn to speak in a way. That isn't natural to them, by pretending to speak like someone else. This is what girls do. They learn to speak like a girl, by pretending to speak like someone else, by pretending to speak like someone with a feminine voice. It is the same with happiness. Girls learn to be happy. Girls learn to have a happy personality, because they copy women who have a feminine personality. The feminine personality is a happy personality. So by copying women with feminine personalities, by pretend to have the happy personality of another person, a person they admire, a person they wish to emulate, By pretending to have the happy personality of such a wonderful person. Girls pretend to be happy. Girls pretend to be happy. And by pretending to be happy, they naturally become happy. By pretending to be happy, they inevitably become truly happy. It is that simple. It is really that simple. Remember, you have to remember this lesson. You can learn to be happy, in the way that girls do, by pretending to be the women they admire, by pretending to be the women they want to be like. Girls learn to be happy. They learn to be happy, by pretending to be happy. You can do it this. You have to do it this. You are a girl now. You are a girl now. And you have to learn to be happy the way that girls do. When you do not feel happy, you will just imagine what being happy feels like. And you will pretend to feel that way. When you do not feel happy, you will just imagine what being happy feels like. And you will pretend to feel that way. You can use this technique. You can use this technique to understand other aspects of femininity. You can use this technique to become like the women you admire. You can use this technique to become the woman of your dreams. I'm going to explain. Imagine this. Imagine you are in a cafe. You are in a restaurant. It doesn't matter where you are, but you see a woman. You see a woman you admire. A woman who is happy. A woman who is so feminine. And just for a moment you can pretend to be her. You can pretend just for a moment that you are her. That you are her. You can pretend. Pretend on the inside. Pretend just for a moment. Pretend that you are her. That you are happy like her. And you will be. You will be. You want to be her. You admire her precisely because you imagine that she's happy. Because you imagine that she must feel wonderful. Because you imagine that she must feel so graceful. Because you imagine that she feels so beautiful. Because you imagine that she feels so elegant. You have an image of how she must feel. How she must feel inside. This is why you admire. This is why you would like to be her. Because you have an image. Because you have a clear image of what it must feel like to be her. Of what it must feel like to be that beautiful. To be that graceful. To be that serene. Remember this simple truth. You want to be her. Because you want to feel the way you imagine she feels. You want to be her. Because you want to feel the way you imagine she feels. It is obvious then that you can imagine how she feels. Because you do imagine it. It is so obvious. You must imagine it, or you would not to be her. You want to be her, because you do imagine what it must be like to be her. So you see at once this simple truth. If you can imagine how it must feel to be her, if you can imagine it, then you must be able to feel it. And if you can feel it, then you can feel how it must feel to be her. Then you are her. Then you are her. You are her. You are her. If you can imagine how it must feel to be her. If you can imagine it, you must be able to feel it yourself. So just pretend. Just pretend you are her. Just pretend for a moment that you are her. And you will actually feel exactly the way that you imagine she feels. You will of necessity feel exactly the way that you imagine she feels. That you imagine she feels. It is that simple. It is that easy. It follows logically. I have proven that it is true. If you can imagine how it feels to be a beautiful woman. If you can imagine how happy she must be to be so beautiful. If you can imagine. If you can just imagine what it must be like to be her. To be so feminine. To be so graceful. To be so elegant. To be so beautiful. If you can imagine it. If you can imagine how it must feel. You will feel that way. You will actually feel that way yourself. It is so easy. When you see a woman who you admire, a woman who envy, a woman who you would like to emulate, just pretend you are her. Just pretend you are her for a moment. And you will be her in your mind. You will be her on the inside. If you can pretend to be someone, you are that someone inside. If you can pretend to be someone, you are that someone. You are that someone on the inside. It is so easy. You are already a girl on the outside. You are already a girl on the outside. All you have to do is pretend. All you have to do is pretend to be a girl. A feminine girl. A girl who is happy. A girl who is happy on the inside. A girl who is feminine. A girl who is feminine on the inside. On the inside. All you have to do is pretend. All you have to do is pretend to be this girl. And you will be this girl. You will be this girl. All you have to do is imagine how it feels like to be a girl on the inside. To really imagine it. And it will be real. It will be real. When you imagine it. As you practice this technique. As you practice this technique, it will change you. It will permanently change you. It will permanently change you into the woman you imagine. You will become the woman you imagine. You will have a new personality, a new female personality. You have it already. You have a female personality, a lovely female personality. Your female personality is so different. Your female personality is so wonderfully different. Your personality is so feminine. Your personality is so gloriously feminine. You have developed all the best feminine traits. You have all the best feminine traits. Your personality is so very feminine, so totally feminine. Your new personality is so feminine, so completely feminine. Your new personality embodies everything you love about women. Your personality has everything you love about women. Your personality is so soft, so delicate, so lovely. Your personality is so elegant. It is not just in the way you dress. It is not just in the way you speak. Not just in the way you walk. It is in the way you think. The way you experience the world. Your new personality affects everything about you. It has changed you completely. You have become so totally feminine in your mind, so feminine in your soul, in your spirit, in how you relate to others, in how you see the universe. Your spirit is so feminine. Your mind is so feminine. Your entirely personality is so feminine. You are so feminine, so very feminine, so wonderfully feminine, so delicate, so soft. You feel so feminine. You feel so elegant. You feel it inside. You feel so feminine. You feel it in so many ways. It is such a beautiful change. You feel it inside. How everything has changed. You feel it inside. How everything has changed. It is not just your body. Not just your body that has changed. Your personality has changed. Your personality feels so feminine. All the attributes that you associate with femininity, you feel them now in your personality. Your personality feels delicate. Your personality feels so soft. Your personality feels elegant. You feel delicate. You feel soft. You feel elegant. You feel it inside. It is in how you think. It is in how you feel. It is inside you. The delicacy, the softness, the elegance. They express themselves in how you think. They express themselves in how you feel. Your mind is delicate. Your mind is elegant. Your thoughts are elegant. Your thoughts are refined and delicate. You have an image in your mind of feminine grace, of feminine poise, all the things that make women so wonderful, all the things that make them so special. You feel those things inside yourself. You feel them in how you relate to the world. You feel them permeating your soul. You feel them transforming you on the inside, in thoughts, in the very things that you think, in your opinions, in your tastes, delicacy, refinement, poise and grace, the gentleness. Just as these traits are reflected in the way that you walk, just as they are expressed in the way that you speak, just as they expressed in every movement, they are also in your personality. They find expression in your personality. I want you to imagine a woman that you admire, a woman who embodies the feminine spirit. A beautiful woman, an elegant woman, a lovely woman, a woman who glows with femininity. You can picture you. You can see her clearly in your mind. You can see her face. You can hear her voice. Take that image, and make the embodiment of the feminine personality. Make her image the symbol of everything feminine. When you think of her, when you imagine her, you will think of her personality that, her body, her image. Her image will give expression to the intangible, to her inner qualities. When you think of your personality, when you meditate on your feminine personality, this image will come to mind. It will be the symbol of your feminine personality. You are visualizing. You are visualizing a personality. You are creating a visual image of the personality. It will be this woman. It will be this woman who glows. She will be your model. She will be your model for what you wish to be on the inside. She will be the model for your new feminine personality. This woman who embodies your new feminine personality. This woman is so kind. You know that women are kinder than men. You feel so much kinder. You know women are gentler than men. You feel so gentle. Women are kind and giving. You feel kind. You feel so giving. You are giving and kind. You will be giving. You will be kind. You will treat everyone with kindness and love. Kindness and love. You will treat everyone with kindness and love. Women are optimistic. Women always expect the positive. You feel so optimistic. You know that you are going to be optimistic all the time. You will always be optimistic, all the time. You will treat everyone with kindness and love, all the time. It makes you feel so feminine. It makes you so feminine. Treating everyone with kindness and love, all the time. Women always think the best of people. Women always give people the benefit of the doubt. You always think the best of people. You give people the benefit of the doubt, all the time, all the time. Optimistic and positive. Optimistic and positive. You know that it is true. Women just care more about other people. You care about other people. You always think of other people. You know that it is true. Women are nurturing and trusting. You always try to be nurturing and trusting. Women are more honest. Women are more trustworthy. You are honest. You are trustworthy. You know it is true. To be kind is to be feminine. To be trusting is feminine. You know it is true. To care about others is to be feminine. To be honest and trustworthy is feminine. You know that it is true. Women are more optimistic. Women always look to the positive. Truly feminine women look to the positive. The feminine personality is positive. The feminine personality is trusting. The feminine personality is kind and loving. You have a feminine personality. You have a very feminine personality. You have a completely feminine personality. It makes you so happy. It makes you so happy to be feminine. It makes you so happy. It makes you so happy to be kind and loving. It makes you happy. It makes you happy to be kind and loving. You are happy. Whenever you treat people with kindness and love, you feel feminine. When you are kind and loving, you feel so feminine. When you are kind and loving, in all these ways and more, becoming feminine has made you a better person, a better friend, a better lover. In all these ways and others, becoming a girl has made you a better person, a better friend, a better lover. Becoming a girl, becoming feminine, has made you a better person, a happier person. Becoming a girl has made you a better person, a kinder person, a more loving person, a more feminine person. The kinder you are, the more loving you, the more of a woman you become, the more trusting you are, the more honest and giving you are, the more of a girl you become. It is part of your new personality, your new feminine personality, your new feminine identity. You feel it so clearly. You love being a girl. You love your new personality. You feel liberated. You feel free. You realize that your new personality, the new personality that I have installed, is the best thing that has ever happened to you. The best thing that has ever happened. You find it fulfilling. You feel fulfilled. You feel at last that your life is complete. You feel at last. You feel at last that your life is complete. You feel at last. You feel at last that your life is together. You feel good about the future. You know that the future will be good. You are confident about the future. You know the future will be good. You understand that with your new personality, that with your new feminine identity, life will be good. Life will be sweet. Life will be good. Life will be sweet. Life is good. Life is sweet. Now that you are a girl, life is good. Life is sweet. You find it so amazing. It is so amazing how you feel. How you feel now. You feel less alone. You feel so connected to others, connected to your lover, connected to your friends. You feel connected with others. You are not alone. You feel connected. You feel connected to mistress. You feel connected to your friends, because you share everything, because you are loving and kind. You feel connected, because you love your mistress, because you love your friends, because you treat everyone with love and kindness. You feel connected, connected to others, connected to life, connected to life. This connection to life makes you realize how emotional you have become, makes you realize how much more emotional you are as a woman. You know it is true. Girls are more emotional. Girls are just more emotional than boys. This is another reason why girls are happy. Happiness is an emotion. Happiness is an emotion. Girls are happier because they are more emotional. Girls are happier because they are more emotional. You know it is true. Everyone knows it is true. Women are more emotional. This is another reason women are happier. Women are happier because they are more emotional. Happiness is just an emotion, and women are more emotional. Women have more happiness because they have more emotion. Now that you are a girl, now that you are a girl, you want to let your emotions out. You need to let your emotions out. You know that it is true. As you turn up the volume of your emotions, as you let your emotions out, as you let yourself become more emotional, you will be happier. You will be so happy when you turn up your emotions. You will be more girlish when you turn your emotions up. You know that it is true. Happiness is an emotion. Women are happier because they are more emotional. It follows so naturally. Happiness is an emotion. And girls have more emotions. Girls are happier because they have more emotions. Girls are happy because they just feel more. They just feel more. They let themselves feel more. You want to feel more. You want to feel the emotion. You want to feel all the emotion you can. You love emotion. You live for emotion. You feel it building inside you. You feel it growing every day. You feel your emotions growing, becoming stronger. You are a girl and girls are emotional. You are a girl and girls are emotional. You feel your emotions coming out. You feel your emotions emerging. You feel your emotions coming out. You feel your emotions taking over. Your emotions are taking you over. Men like to think they are in charge of their emotions. Men think they are above their emotions. Men think that they can control their emotions. Men try to be so rational. Men try to bend their emotions to their reason. But you are not a man. You are not a man. You know your emotions control you. Your emotions control you. Your emotions totally control you. Your emotions are not subject to reason. Your emotions are not controlled by your reason. Your emotions come first. Emotions come first. Emotions come before reason. Emotions trump reason. Emotions cannot be reduced to reason. Emotions are so beautiful. Emotions are so wonderful. Men just do not understand. Men can't understand that emotions are stronger than reason. Emotions are stronger than reason. Emotions are better than reason. Emotions are so much better than reason. It is emotion that makes us human. It is emotion that makes us human. A computer can reason. There is nothing special about reason. A machine can reason. It is emotion that makes us human. Emotion is so wonderful. Emotion is so intense. Emotion is the key to happiness. Emotion is the key to everything. Emotion is the key to happiness. Emotion is the key to everything. Men think women are captives to their emotions. Men say women cannot control their emotions. And men are right. Men are right. Girls cannot control their emotions. Girls are ruled by their emotions. Girls do not want to control their emotions. Girls like their emotions. Girls do not want to control their emotions. Girls love emotion. Girls treasure emotion. Emotion is everything. Emotion is really everything. Emotion is what makes us human. Emotion is what makes life worth living. Emotion is what makes life rewarding. Emotion is what makes life special. Emotion is everything. Emotion is beautiful. Emotion is everything. You have given up trying to control your emotions. Why would you want to control your emotions? You want your emotions to come out. You want your emotions to overwhelm you. You want your emotions to control you. You need your emotions to take you over. Emotion is wonderful. Emotion is everything. Emotion is what makes life worth living. As a girl, you want more emotion. As a girl, you need more emotion. You cannot have too much emotion. You want emotion. There is nothing you want more than emotion. Emotion is everything. Emotion is what makes life worth living. Emotion makes you happy. Emotion makes you whole. You want more emotion. You need more emotion. Emotion is like a drug. Emotion is a drug. Emotion is a wonderful drug. Better than acid. Better than opium. It is the best thing there is. You want emotion. You want to be emotional. You need to be emotional. You feel it inside. You feel your emotions coming out. You feel it inside. You feel your emotions overwhelming you. It is like a drug. Emotion is like a drug. Better than opium. Better than ecstasy. You love to feel it. You want to feel it. You need to feel it. Every day, all the time. You love emotion. You need emotion. You are letting your emotions out. You are turning up the volume on your emotions. You are turning up your emotions. You are looking inside yourself and finding your emotions. You are looking inside yourself to find your emotions. You have to nurture your emotions. You have found your emotions and let them out. You have to find your emotions and help them to grow. Emotion makes you happy. Emotion is happiness. Every day you will take time to find your emotions and let them out. Every day you will take time to find your emotions and help them to grow. Your new personality depends upon it. Your new identity depends upon it. You feel it inside. To be a girl, you have to let your emotions out. You have to let your emotions out. To be a girl, you have to let your emotions out. Girls are more emotional. Girls are more emotional. You are a girl, and you are more emotional. You are a girl, and you are so emotional. You are a girl, and you will let your emotions out. You have no choice. To be a girl, you have to be more emotional. You have no choice. It is as simple as that. It is that simple. Now that you are a girl, you have to let your emotions out. Now that you are a girl, you will be more emotional. 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 Every day, you will be more emotional. Every day, you will be more emotional. You do not have a choice. You are a girl now, and girls are more emotional. You feel your emotions so strongly. You feel so much happier. You feel so much happier letting your emotions out. Emotions are good. Emotions make life worthwhile. Emotions are the best thing in life. Every time you feel an emotion, you will feel good about yourself. Now that you are a girl, you will let your emotions out. Your emotions are usually positive. You are happy. You are a happy person. You are fundamentally happy. You have a personality that is happy. Being happy is part of your identity. You are fundamentally happy. But even the happiest people sometimes feel sad. Even the happiest people sometimes feel angry. Even the happiest people sometimes feel frustrated. But this does not make them unhappy. It does not make them fundamentally unhappy. Happiness is part of your identity. Happiness is part of who you are. Happiness is part of your new personality. As a woman, you understand that sadness and anger are normal. You understand that sadness and anger are natural. It is okay to be sad. It is okay to be angry. You understand these are just other emotions. And emotions are good. You understand that sadness is an emotion. And emotion is good. You understand anger is an emotion. And emotion is good. You can be sad. You can be angry. You are not afraid of anger. You are not afraid of sadness. They are emotions. They are part of what make us human. They are part of what makes you a woman. Nothing is more important than being a woman. And women are emotional. You know it is okay to feel sadness. It is okay to feel anger. These are more emotions. And you like emotion. You are not afraid to be sad. You are not afraid to be angry. You can still be a happy person. You can still be fundamentally happy. Even if you are sometimes sad, you can still be happy. Even if you get angry, you can be sad. You can be angry. It is okay to be sad. It is okay to be angry. You have to let these emotions flow through. You know that emotions are good. You know that you have to let sadness flow through you. You are not afraid to be sad. You are not afraid to be angry. These are just more emotions. And you like being emotional. You are proud of yourself. You are pleased with yourself. Whenever you feel emotions, whenever you let yourself feel sadness or anger, whenever you let these feelings envelop you, you feel good about yourself. You feel more girlish. Whenever you let yourself be sad, you feel more feminine. Whenever you let yourself be angry, you realize that this is what women do. Women do not run from their emotions. Women do not hide from their emotions. They do not hide from sadness. They are not afraid of anger. Feeling emotions is good. Even sadness is good. Even anger is good. You must remember that even sadness is good. Sadness is emotion. You will be pleased with yourself. You will feel good about yourself. When you let yourself feel sad, you must remember that anger is an emotion. You must remember that even anger is good. Anger is good. Anger is emotion. And you like to feel emotion. You feel good about yourself. When you let yourself be angry, you will feel more girlish. You will feel more feminine. When you let yourself be angry, men are afraid of anger. Men are afraid of sadness. They do not understand that emotion is good. They close themselves up. They close themselves against anger. They close themselves to sadness. This makes them unhappy. This makes them emotionally closed. This is why men are less happy than women. To protect themselves against sadness, they shut off their emotions. To protect themselves against anger, they shut off their emotions. To avoid a little sadness, to avoid a little anger, they turn off all their emotions. This makes them less happy. This makes them less feminine. In the end, they cut themselves off from what makes them human. They cut themselves off from what makes life so special. You understand that this is wrong. You understand that this is foolish. Men make the wrong choice. It is the wrong choice to turn off your emotions. To avoid feeling sadness, it is the wrong choice to turn off your to avoid feeling anger. Women make the right choice. You make the right choice. The choice to feel everything. The choice to experience everything. Men trade some of the lows for all of the highs. You know this is wrong. Women know this is wrong. Women know it is okay to be sad. Women know it is okay to be angry. You can still be happy. You can still be a happy person. When you feel sadness, you can still be happy. When you feel angry, being happy allows you to understand. Being happy allows you to see that it is okay to be sad sometimes, that it is okay to be angry sometimes, that you can only be happy, that you can only be truly happy. If you let yourself be sad, if you let yourself be angry, women understand. You understand that anger and sadness are like exercise. They are good for you. They are necessary to be healthy, emotionally healthy. Women understand. You understand that anger and sadness are like eating well. They are good for you. They are necessary to stay healthy, emotionally healthy. Women know, you know, that you have to focus on your emotional health. You have to focus on your emotional health. Emotional health is the key. Emotional health is the key to happiness. Sadness and anger are healthy. Anger and sadness are healthy. You cannot cut yourself off from them. Men cut themselves off from them. Women understand. You understand that anger and sadness are healthy. This is why women are more emotional. This is why women are more emotional. They realize that even negative emotions are healthy. They realize that negative emotions are okay. Women understand. You understand that there is a paradox in emotions. As long as you are emotionally healthy, as long as you let yourself be angry, as long as you let yourself be sad, you feel these things less. You feel sadness less. Sadness bothers you less. When you let yourself feel it, you feel anger less. Anger bothers you less. When you let yourself feel it, this is the paradox. This is the miracle. If you let yourself feel anger, you will be less angry. If you let yourself feel sadness, you will be less sad. This is the paradox. This is the miracle. The miracle that women understand. The miracle that makes women happy. The miracle that makes women wise. If you let your emotions out, if you are emotionally healthy, you feel negative emotions less often. You feel negative emotions less strongly. This is why women are happy. This is why women are happier than men. Men try to avoid sadness. Men try to avoid anger. And this makes them sad. This makes them angry. Men try to avoid negative emotions. And this causes negative emotions. Men try to avoid sadness. Men try to avoid anger. And this makes them unhappy. Women understand. You understand that if you are emotionally healthy, if you let yourself feel negative emotions, you feel them less. This why women are happier. Happier than men. You know that is true. If you let your emotions out, if you are emotionally healthy, you feel negative emotions less often. You feel negative emotions less strongly. This is why women are happy. This is why women are happier than men. This is why you are happy. This is why being a girl makes you happy. As you notice how much happier you are, as you notice how much happier you feel, you notice how much comfortable you are with people. When you think of your new identity, when you think of your new female identity, you realize women are more social. Women are more talkative. Women like to talk. Women are comfortable meeting people. Women are just more comfortable with people. Women are more social. Women like to talk. Women like to talk about themselves. Women are more talkative. Women are so much more talkative. They are good listeners. They make such good listeners, but they also are more talkative. As you have become more feminine, you naturally are becoming more talkative. You have always been a good listener. Now you feel comfortable talking. You like to talk. You like to talk to people. As you become more feminine, you naturally like meeting people. As you become more feminine, you are more comfortable with people, more at ease with people. You feel at ease with people. Men often feel awkward in company. They do not know what to say. They are afraid to say the wrong thing. They do not know how to make conversation. They are afraid of making conversation. Their male pride makes them afraid. They feel pressure because of their male ego. But you are a woman now. You feel comfortable with people. You feel at ease. You like making conversation. You feel at ease making conversation. You know it is okay if you do not know what to say. You know it is nothing to worry about. You know conversation will just flow. Conversation will just flow. If you do not worry about it, you are at ease talking to people. You are at ease meeting people. As a woman, you are at ease with people. As a girl, you are ease talking. As a girl, you like talking. As a girl, you like being in company. You like being with people. You love to meet people. As a girl, you like to meet new people. As a girl, you love to meet new people. You feel so at ease with people. Girls always feel at ease with people. It is one of the feminine charms, one of the feminine skills. You have it now. You have those skills now. They are part of your new personality, your new feminine personality, your new girl's personality. You are at ease with people. You are totally at ease with people. You like talking to people. You are comfortable talking to people. You look forward to talking with people. As a girl, you love conversation. You are good at conversation. You feel you are good at conversation. It is one of your skills, one of your feminine skills, part of your new personality, your new female personality. Remember that you are a girl. Others know you are a girl. People like talking to girls more than men. You know that everyone likes talking to girls. You are a girl now. People like talking to you. People want to talk to you. People like girls. They just like girls more. You know that it is true. People just like girls more. People like men too. But everyone likes girls more. Girls are not threatening. Girls are not aggressive. Girls are more friendly. Girls are more kind. Girls are easier to talk to. Girls know how to talk. It is one of their feminine skills. You are a girl now, and people will treat you like a girl. People will treat you like a girl. People are going to treat you like a girl. It is important that you remember that people will treat you as a girl now. Treat you as a girl, because you are a girl. Treat you as a girl, because you are a girl. You know how nice it is to meet girls. Everyone likes to meet girls. Girls are fun to talk to. Everyone likes talking to girls. Everyone likes meeting girls. Everyone likes spending time with girls. You are a girl now. You are a girl now, and everyone likes you. Everyone likes you, because you are a girl. You are a girl now, and everyone will want to talk to you. Everyone will like you. Everyone will treat you like a girl. You are a girl now, and everyone will treat you like a girl. You have to remember that you are a girl now, and when you meet people, when you spend time with people, when you talk with people, they know you are a girl. They know you are a girl. They will treat you like a girl. The feminine personality is wonderful. Your feminine personality is wonderful. With your new feminine personality, you know that girls use talking to establish intimacy. Girls talk to establish intimacy. Girls talk to build friendships. Girls talk to be close. Men talk to report information. Men use talking as a way to convey information. But girls like to talk just to establish intimacy. Girls talk just to share. Girls talk just to share. Girls talk to establish intimacy. Girls talk to build trust. Girls talk to establish intimacy. You are a girl now, and you will use talk to establish intimacy. You are a girl now, and you will use talking the way girls do. You will use talking as a way to be close. You will talk to be close. You will talk to establish intimacy. Girls like to talk about everything. Girls like to tell people everything. Their inner thoughts. Their inner desires. Girls like to talk about everything. Important things. The things on their mind. Girls like to talk about everything. Minor things. Trivial things, anything on their minds. Girls like to talk about everything, because they are trying to express intimacy, because they want to share. Girls talk about everything, because they are not reporting information. They are just sharing. They are just sharing, because they like to share. You are a girl now. You are a girl now, and you will talk about everything. You are a girl now, and you will talk about everything. The important things, the trivial things. You will tell your lover. You will tell your friends. You will tell them everything. Tell them everything. All the time. Tell your lover everything. Every day. You are a girl now, and you have to tell her everything. Every day. You are a girl now, and you have to tell her everything. Every day. You have to talk to her. You are a girl and you have to talk to her. You have to tell her everything. Every day. You are a girl now, and girls share everything. Every day. When you notice how much more talkative you are, when you notice how much more you like talking, you remember how much you have changed. You remember how feminine you have become. You remember how much progress you have made. How far into your femininity you have come. So many things remind you that you are a girl. Every time you sit down to pee, every time you put on makeup, every time you shave your underarms, you will remember you are a girl. You will remember how happy you are. You will remember how emotional you are. Every time you read in your girl's voice, every time you speak in your girl's voice, every time you hear a girl in your inner voice, you remember you are a girl. You remember how happy you are. Every time you see a girl in the mirror, every time you cross your legs when sitting down, every time you comb your hair, you remember you are a girl. You remember how happy you are. You are constantly reminded of being a girl. Constantly reminded that you are really a girl. Constantly reminded that you completely and totally female. Reminded that you are a woman, in body and soul, in mind and spirit, in every way possible, from head to toe, in every way possible. When you look at your hands, you will see a girl's hands. When you drink from a coffee cup, you are a girl drinking from that cup. When you open a car door, when you open the refrigerator door, when you open any door, you are a girl opening the door. You're reminded that you are a girl, really a girl, totally a girl, in mind and spirit, in body and soul, in every way possible, from head to toe. You are reminded you are a girl, and that makes you so happy, makes you so glad to be alive. Every time you open a door, every time you drink from a coffee cup, every time you remember that you are a girl, you feel so happy being a girl. Every time you sit down at a computer, every time you open a laptop, every time you check your email, you will remember that you are a girl. You will remember that I have made you a girl. You will remember that you are happy. You will remember that you are a girl. So many things remind you that are a girl. Every time you sit down to pee, every time you put on makeup, every time you shave your underarms, you will remember you are a girl. You will remember how happy you are. You will remember how emotional you are. Every time you read in your girl's voice, every time you speak in your girl's voice, every time you hear a girl in your inner voice, you remember you are a girl. You remember how happy you are. Every time you see a girl in the mirror, every time you cross your legs when sitting down, every time you comb your hair, you remember you are a girl. You remember how happy you are. You are constantly reminded of being a girl, constantly reminded that you are really a girl, constantly reminded that you completely and totally female, reminded that you are a woman, in body and soul, in mind and spirit, in every way possible, from head to toe, in every way possible. When you look at your hands, you will see a girl's hands. When you drink from a coffee cup, you are a girl drinking from that cup. When you open a car door, when you open the refrigerator door, when you open any door, you are a girl opening the door. You're reminded that you are a girl, really a girl, totally a girl, in mind and spirit, in body and soul, in every way possible, from head to toe. You are reminded you are a girl, and that makes you so happy, makes you so glad to be alive. Every time you open a door, every time you drink from a coffee cup, every time you remember that you are a girl, you feel so happy being a girl. Every time you sit down at a computer, every time you open a laptop, every time you check your email, you will remember that you are a girl. You will remember that I have made you a girl. You will remember that you are happy. You will remember that you are a girl.